Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hey, Devo Spice!
Hey, Luke Ski!
We have Dino Mike!
Hello!
And Christmas Lester Power Salad! We hope.
Come here, Mr. Watson. I need you.
That's like one of those old Edison cylinder recordings that are so popular these days.
Confounded technologies.
So take it, Devo.
I will not let
something coming up. Welcome to episode 77 of the Funny Music Podcast for December 1st, 2011.
Yay!
Today would have been my grandmother's birthday had she still been alive. She'd be like 102 or something right now. But.
Oh, way to start the show on a high note, man.
And we welcome Dino Mike and Chris Mesvesta this week.
Thanks for having me and Chris.
I'm welcome. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm a sinner.
Oh, good. Me too.
And I'm out of it.
All right.
Chris is coming to us via his little phone thingy because he's on his way to Long Island for the weekend. For the weekend, or are you going for longer?
Actually, I made it here. I am here. I'm actually waiting for my nieces and nephews have all hit the hay, and I'm waiting for my brother and sister-in-law to return. I haven't seen them yet since I got here, so I'm like, okay.
Okay, so you're not driving. That's good.
I'm no longer driving, thank God. The New Jersey Turnpike was merciful to me.
Oh, that's unusual.
So, Devo, what have you been up to since last week?
Oh, well, we did the whole Thanksgiving thing. We went to Connecticut to visit my side of the family. And besides that, I've just been working on the FUMP and Manic Mondays and stuff. And this morning, I kind of... Oh, God, you're echoing, Chris.
So this morning, it's that Chris has us on speakerphone, so what we are hearing is our own voices coming out of whatever computer thing he's using and coming back through his phone.
Yeah. You can only get production value like this here on Dementia Radio.
Yes.
All right, let me turn that off then.
Okay. But this morning I started looking around for ways to get for years I wanted to get into the college market as far as gigs go, and I've also been thinking about getting back into the stand-up comedy clubs for my shows. Because when I did the stand-up clubs, I really enjoyed them. My show always went over really, really well with the audience. The problem I had was the clubs themselves. Very few of them were open to having a musical act. And I just kind of got tired of dealing with it. But I think I want to give it another shot. So and this morning, I was looking around. You know, I contacted a whole bunch of clubs to see about how to audition for slots and stuff. And I happened to spot a listing on Craigslist for a show in New York City tomorrow night. And I emailed the guy, and he's like, sure, come on out. So I have a gig tomorrow night in New York.
All right, congrats, buddy.
So it's on the Lower East Side. I forget the name of the club, but all the information is on my website, devospice.com. So if you're in the New York City area, I'm going to be doing about 15 minutes of material. It's a stand-up show. And I'm working on a new stage animation right now for Earworm so I can perform that song live. Because I was going through my set list, you know, all my songs, and I'm like, okay, well, the best songs on Noam Sane are duets. I can't do any of those. What else can I do? And I'm like, well, that's a little too geeky. That's a little too geeky. And I'm like, crap, you know? So I was like looking through the songs that I haven't yet made an animation for, and I thought Earworm would be a good general public type song. So I cut out Lars's verse for two reasons. One, so I don't have to memorize it, and two, to make the song shorter, to make the animation go faster. So it's just going to be my verses. And I'm working on that animation now. I kind of have to finish it tonight so it can render overnight. So I'm going to be up late tonight.
Yay.
So what have you been up to, Luke?
Well, within the first 48 hours of the release of the film The Muppets, I saw it 3 times.
Yay!
And I'm probably going to be seeing it again tomorrow because on Saturday I'm going to be calling in to make a cameo appearance on the Scope podcast, and me and Shane are going to review The Muppets for their podcast. Overall, you know, obviously, as you can guess, I feel very positively about the movie. I do have some...
I've heard nothing but good things about it. Yeah. Like, everybody is raving about it.
Yeah, like, the first day or two it was out, it was at 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, you know, for critics, and then 92% for the public. So, yeah, it's... I got the soundtrack. You know, it's... I'm really happy with it. There's, you know, uber-geeky fanboy, you know, points of contention I could make about things, but overall, you know, this was like a total... passion project, you know, labor of love, you know, for Jason Segel to bring the Muppets back. So if this leads to, you know, more Muppet movies or more Muppet television shows, you know, or even as Jason tried to work it into a I read a Entertainment Weekly article where Jason Segel actually wrote a line in the script where Kermit at the end of the movie says, "And be sure to tune in next fall on ABC for the return of the Muppet Show." And they were like, "Nice try, kid." But you know, as a fan, I'm glad it's all back. So I'll leave the rest of my thoughts for the Scope, so everyone can go to thescopeshow.com and listen to the episode that's going to post, I'm assuming, this coming Monday or so. But
I finally finished the Bad Rapport episode.
Oh, you did? Cool. Did you like it?
I did, yes.
Awesome.
I am so far behind on my podcast, dude. I was looking through my thing today. Now that I'm not driving an hour, you know, an hour plus to work every day and home, so
lucky.
It's like... I'm unemployed. That's why I'm not trying.
Oh, never mind. I retract my comments.
So
yeah, I had Thanksgiving with my family. You know, that went well. Black Friday was a very profitable day for me over at the place where I draw caricatures. You know, I was the rest of the weekend didn't go quite as profitable. Was decent. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'll make some decent money this holiday season. I've only got a couple of party gigs booked, so if anyone in the Chicagoland tri-state area would like to book me to draw caricatures at your holiday event, just contact me through artbyluksky.com. So there you go. Yeah, that's about it. I guess that's it. I went over to Matt Doohan's house, and me and Ken and Matt watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Haven't seen that one in years, so that was a lot of fun.
I don't think I've ever seen that all the way through.
Oh, it's good. It's John Hughes and John Candy and Steve Martin. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So who do we got up first on our hit parade of awesomeness?
Hit parade of wackiness. We have Dino Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Why don't you introduce us to your song, and then we shall play it.
Oh, sure. Song is called Hymn for Sin. It's like a contemporary gospel-style worship song sort of thing. Pretty much aimed at religious hypocrites, I guess.
All right, well, here it is. Dino Mike, Hymn for Sin on the Funny Music Podcast.
Oh, praiseth thee, Lord, exalted on high, the King of Kings, thine throne's in the sky, mine hands in the air, I sing it through song, thy master who shows us right and what is fun. I fall to my knees and I thank you again for blessing me with the gift of mulligans. I sin all week long, and I sin, then I sin, and come to church Sunday, where all is forgiven. I sing it this hymn, a hymn for sin. Thank thee, O God, for the power within. I come to your house, just to give thanks, for infinite Lord, for the gift of free will. To start with my sins, I listen to Faith Hill. I never floss and I pee in the shower. I eat before I swim and don't wait an hour. Buy snacks for the movies and sneak them inside. Took 12 items through the 10 item cash line. I had so much fun, your forgiveness I seek. I swear I won't bug you, at least till next week. So I sing it this hymn, a hymn for sin. Thank thee, O God, for the power within. I come to your house just to give thanks for your infinite mercy when I'm all from grace. Praise God. Despite the booze and the drugs, and cleanseth mine sins from the slew of strip clubs. I'm grateful, mine Lord, for your guiding hand, as I run down some homos after my one night stand. You are the exalted, I honor thee, God, by burning thy name into the synagogue. For cleansing mine soul after beating mine wife and groping the children, but you show me the light. Without you, dear Lord, these ways are impossible. Yes, it's true. Without your forgiveness, I fear damnation, so I do it for you. I know I'm not perfect, so I won't even try. I'll do what I want so long as Christ's on my side. So I sing in this hymn, a hymn for sin. Thank thee, O God, for the power within. I come to your house just to give thanks for your infinite mercy when I fall from grace. I sing in this hymn, a hymn for sin. Thanks to your grace, I know I'll always win. A whore in my trunk, a fish on my car. Thank you for my get out of hell free card. Praise God.
Thus endeth the lesson.
Aye.
Thus saith the mic.
Thus saith I.
So what exactly brought about this little masterpiece you have here?
Well, I guess it comes down to I was on the 405 freeway in pretty much horrible traffic when I get cut off by a person with a Jesus fish on their car, and they give me the finger. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, that's not right. That's a little anti, whatever goodness, I suppose. So that's basically what inspired the song. And I figured the best way to, do it would be in gospel hymn style. Something you would trick people to, something you can actually hear playing in church if you like didn't pay attention to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So have you gotten any flack for this song?
A little bit, just from people that really didn't understand it right away. Yeah. After I explain it to them, it's like they're like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm not that person. Yeah. So it's fine once people actually get what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, not as much flack as I thought I was going to get, in all honesty.
Yeah, the religious songs are always kind of a, tricky touches, topic.
Yeah, it's a tricky subject. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I've been, you know, surprisingly, I've been, you know, good. No one's really ripped my head off yet.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I like having a cranium.
Were you raised religiously in any way?
I was raised it, but I fell out of it, you know, obviously. So, yeah, it's, but, so I know a lot about religion. I just find it not really my thing, you know?
Yeah. So, the question that Devo has written on his outline says, how did you do the production on this one? Any help with the music? As I steal his questions.
Well, I mean, the music was done by Bob Emmett. Who does everything that I pretty much have done.
I didn't realize you were working with him.
Oh, yeah. Everything I've done the last 3 or 4 years has been with Bob, so... Yeah, so it's been good. Anything on, you know, Chimera Kana onward has been with Bob, and so we actually worked a lot on this song, like a lot more than I was expecting to. It's hard to get this sound down.
Yeah, this is a tricky one.
Yeah, it was weird. So I mean, I came up with like 3 demos for him before we finally decided on what the song would sound like, and then he like kind of did his Bob magic and made it sound a gazillion times better than I could ever dream of doing such things.
Yes, the Bob magic. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. He's a super ninja.
Yes, I just got Bob working on my funk track for December, so I am looking forward to it.
Ah, good. Keep him busy.
Yeah.
I should have Bob work on my funk track for December, because I don't know if I'm going to have time to do it myself.
Sure.
But again, I don't have money to pay him to do it, so
dilemma.
So, did you post this song intentionally to coincide with the holiday season?
Sort of. I really was hoping to have it done in like freaking August or September, but too many hitches came up. So I just figured it would, you know, fit nicely in this nice little holiday season. I didn't really plan it initially, but it just seemed to fit snugly. You know.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing too exciting to say about that. I picked the funk date, and I'm like, I think I could have it done by then.
That's what I do, because if I don't do that, then the songs don't get done.
It kind of coincides. There's this blog post been going around that says it's called "I'm Christian Unless You're Gay," and it's a really long, very serious post about, you know, hypocrites and etc. But just interesting about the timing on that.
Ah, nice. You should do like a joint venture on that.
I was about to say something and then I forgot what it was.
I'm sure it was very inspiring.
I was going to ask how things are going in the land of Speed Racer.
Oh, things are going rather well, actually. I just finished writing an issue for the comic book that just came out. So I'm writing the second story arc for the Speed Racer comic book, and I start on issue number 5, and that should hit stores in April. So
wow,
yeah, so it's going really well for me. I'm writing a bunch on that property.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, that's awesome.
Is there anything else you want to promote, Mike?
You can find me on dinomike.com, dinomike.com. I have a fairly newish album out called Chimera Kana. It's spelled with a C. It's, you know, I don't know why I titled things where people can't spell them. But yeah, that's what it is. It's on the site, and it has a bunch of songs that you've heard on this program before.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, Devo, I have an old promo lined up. Should I play that?
Okay.
All right, here's an old promo.
Hi, my name's Kenny, and I'm a fanboy. Do you like Star Trek? Star Wars? Do you consider yourself a brown coat? Are you into cosplaying? LARPing? A furry? Can you speak Klingon? Do you know all the doctors and their companions? Can you not get enough of steampunk? Do you just love Disney? If you do, then this podcast might be for you. Confessions of a Fanboy. Each episode, I have a one-on-one conversation with a fanboy or fangirl. We'll talk about your fandom, why you call yourself a fan, and how you integrate it into your daily life. So come on over to confessionsofafanboypodcast.com and listen to fellow geeks talk about their love for their fandom.
Time for funny music news. Something, something, something. And now for the advent of funny music news, here's Devo Spice.
Yes, before we get to the news, I wanted to, the thing I really wanted to plug at the little promo that we do was Grant's advent calendar, but he doesn't have any audio promos. They're all video. Yeah, Grandpa Joko of Throwing Toasters does an advent calendar video podcast every year. What the crap was that?
No idea. I didn't move. I swear it wasn't me.
It may have been Chris. Yeah.
No, he's not even in the call.
Chris, are you there?
I am indeed.
Okay, there you are. Okay.
Right. He's not.
I am now on a laptop.
Okay. Oh, all right. Hooray, you are on a laptop now.
Hurrah.
He's not showing up at my Skype thingy, but whatever. Anyway, yeah, Grant from Throwing Toasters does the video podcast every year of his advent calendar opening. He does a new video each day of him opening the advent calendar, and it's really cool and pretty funny. And so he's starting that. The first one should be up today. I think that's at grantsadventcalendar.com. So check that out. All right, in the news this week, the Mad Music Archive is now simply known as madmusic.com. So everyone update your bookmarks. Just reading from the site, it says Mad Music is now madmusic.com. Along with a facelift, some modernization, and a huge list of planned enhancements to be deployed over the next few months, we've decided to also shorten the name so people can remember it. Madmusic.com will be our new home, but all visitors to the old site will be redirected here automatically. There may be a few hiccups along the way, but all your old links should still work, and we'll be watching it closely and jumping on any problems as they crop up. Be sure to keep your eye out for new stuff. So it's nice to see Wayne still doing his thing and working on the site. All right, the Grammy nominations for Best Comedy Album have been announced. And the nominees are Weird Al Yankovic for Alpocalypse, Patton Oswalt for Finest Hour, Louis C.K. for Hilarious, Kathy Griffin for 50 and Not Pregnant, and The Lonely Island for Turtleneck and Chain. Noticeably absent from that list, Devo Spice.
And Dino Mike.
And Dino Mike.
And Luke Ski.
And Luke Ski.
And about 500 other artists.
Yes.
Yeah, of the three of those five I've heard, which would be Weird Al, Patton, and Lonely Island, I think they're all worthy of a Grammy.
Yeah, agreed. It's gonna be a hard. That'll be a hard one to pick from. Usually, there's no competition.
Yeah, it's nice that there's more than one comedy music album.
It is. It's really nice. I like it.
I mean, that hasn't happened in a long time. All right, over at thefump.com, we have a new feature. You can now subscribe to comments. So as you post a comment on a song, there's a little check mark there where you can be notified by email if anyone else comments on a song. The main reason we did this was so that artists can be notified if somebody comments on an old song in the archive. Because I noticed that, like, you know, someone would comment on a song I posted 3 years ago, and I wouldn't find the comment until, like, you know, a year after they posted the comment. So I added this feature mostly for the artists to be notified. And then I thought that users might like to have, you know, be notified if somebody else comments on a thread that they've commented on so that they can have a discussion going or whatever. So I added that. It's been implemented on the Fump songs, on the Sideshow songs, and on the Fumpcast tracks, which is the only way I would have noticed Draconis's comment, which came in a half an hour before the show started. So that's that. Tour dates. We only got a couple. Me, tomorrow night in New York City. Go to devospice.com for info on that. And then on the 15th in Huntington, New York, we have Carla Ulbrich. Great. And that's it for tour dates. That's it for the news.
I'm moving about 20 minutes from Huntington.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. Huntington is right about in the middle between me and where you're going to be tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Devo, do you remember that feature I asked you for about a year and a half ago?
Oh, God, maybe.
What was it? just a little bit of JSON that I could pick up with a WordPress, you know, widget? I'll just email you about it.
Yeah, why don't you?
Also, we had some questions come in the Dementia chat channel for Dino Mike, so let's have him answer those. From MX Chick, she asks, what do you feel is the song you put the most heart into?
The most heart into? I guess that would be Halloween Night, because there's you know, several references to ripping out people's hearts out of their chests in that one.
Cool. Die! Ba-dum-bum.
And then she also asks, how do you feel your current love interest has inspired your work?
It hasn't. It's comedy music. You kind of like separate that from anything in your life. Otherwise, it you know, sends the wrong message.
Unless you're going out with a clown.
Amen to that. Yes.
Well, speaking of clowns, Chris Mezzalesta, Power Salad. So,
boy, can you give us not an intro? I don't know one.
Yay! Speaking of awkward segues, so Chris,
I don't even know if I'm speaking into the proper portion of this laptop or not. I've got it on my chest on the couch in the living room. I'm trying not to talk loudly because the kids are in the other room sleeping, and I'm like, I don't know, it's the laptop.
Well, you seem to be sounding okay on our end. Give us a quick introduction so we can play your song.
My name is Chris Mezzalesta. I'm the comedy band Power Salad, and I did a whole bunch of noise this week. And it's on the Fump, and it's about food, and yes. I'm hungry.
Yes, it is called Corned Beef and Cabbage. So here it is right now by Power Salad on the Funny Music Podcast right here.
Corned Beef and Cabbage! Yeah. Corned Beef and Cabbage! Corned Beef and Cabbage!
So Sarah had a comment on that song.
I'm sure she did.
I desperately want someone to make a dubstep remix of this. So bad.
I'll get my son to work on it. That seems like that's all he does anymore is dubstep. So, and since I don't necessarily have that a huge grasp of the new musics, as it were, totally dubby sounds that the kids are all talking about these days, I guess I figure I'll leave it to one of the experts there.
I would love to hear that.
Okay.
See, that ice cream and cake song, is one of the things that's on like the 80-minute mix CD of music that plays for the kids to dance to at the arcade at Key Lime Cove. So, you know, I hear that over and over again. And many of the other, you know, tween pop sensation songs have been parodied here at the Fump. So my dream practical joke would be to replace their CD with a CD of the exact same playlist, but the Fump parodies of... You know, including my the Da Da Slide in there, of course, because you know that's the one they you know play to death. So
yeah,
so it just it makes me happy when people you know parody stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much a hybrid of. Of course, some of you may remember back a few MarsCons ago when I did the I did the dramatic recitation of Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Yes.
And I thought, well, what would be the opposite end of that? Well, it would be doing a whole kind of a hybrid style parody of the Buckwheat Boys and the intrinsic musical value therein, you see. tongue see, breaking through cheek.
Yes.
That song is
blood all over the place.
Amazing.
And see, you were talking, you know, how much heart did you put in your song? I put absolutely no heart into that. That was like, I hate to admit it, but it was like record little things and put them together and just a very mathematical approach to music making. But it's what the kids like, so what the hell? I got a pretty good chance at a hit here.
It made me laugh.
You do, actually.
Yeah, that's what's the frightening thing. It's on the mainstream radio tomorrow.
Yeah.
You better believe it. And as if things couldn't get any more strange, I'd like everybody to say hello to my brother.
Hello, everybody out
hello.
There.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Brother.
As we're live on the Funny Music Podcast. Wow. Sorry about that. It's a crazy evening here in the other Mezzalesta household.
Chris, this is we coordinated this with your brother. This is actually an intervention for you.
Oh, put the droid down. Step away from the droid.
No more corned beef and cabbage.
Okay, well.
Tylaholics Anonymous.
So that kind of was the thinking, and I actually had a choice of, because normally it's, well, work on the one Fump song, but since luckily the veil of non-creativity has somehow been lifted from me, and I've actually had a choice of which tunes to put on the Fump. So I thought, you know, that would be a nice fun one to disseminate to the masses.
Indeed. I don't have any flash animation skills or else I'd make a little dancing cabbage to put online or something.
Yeah, I would be – you know what I might just do? I might just set up my video camera and just take a head of cabbage and roll it up and down on the table and just do that, you know, over and over for 2.5 minutes.
Go to the craft store, get some, like, googly eyes and put it on the cabbage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I really think there has to be a video for that.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you wrote this yourself, right? Craig wasn't involved?
This one wrote?
Yeah.
Wrote? Yes.
Okay.
This was just kind of just an idea I've had rolling around in my head for probably about a year. And I think, you know, it's really time to lay this one down. The hardest part for me was trying to find, you know, trying to determine. I'm not too good at making them fat beats, you know, P-H-A-T, B-E-A-T-Z and all that kind of stuff. So I thought, well, I've got a TR-808 drum kit in one of my computer programs, so I thought, well, I can sort of do that sort of fast dancey thing, and it'll be maybe a little hip hoppy. You never know.
I'm just picturing you singing this for a year before deciding to do anything with it. I think it would drive me insane.
Well, I had the whole corned beef and cabbage to corned beef and cabbage in my head for all that time, and then I sat down and okay, what do I like about corned beef? Well, let's see. There's rye bread, there's horseradish. As a matter of fact, there's a little education in there because I bet not everybody knows that your typical brisket has two parts, the point end and the flat end, which have different, you know, the muscles are running in different directions, so there's different grains of the meat, and it slices up differently, you see.
It's time for Food Network.
After dark.
After drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, slice that corned beef up.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Bubble up.
Game failure.
Fun. So
there have been a lot more positive responses to the track on the Fump than I was. I kept getting email all day long on the drive up here to New York from North Carolina. Go, oh, there's another one. Oh, comment posted, and it's like, oh, it's positive.
The feature works.
Yeah, hard to believe. There was one that said, I would take out a lot of the singing to make it better. And I wanted to respond to that and go, singing?
Actually, my favorite comment was Dino Mike's that said, gah, why? Why?
I feel your pain, Mike, and I created it. Believe you me.
It just seemed apropos at the time. That's what my head said.
The Fump. We make you ask, why? Why? So, Chris.
The Phony Music Project and the Ad Council.
So, Chris, you're working on an album.
I am working on an album, yes. And wow, boy, oh boy. I must say I'm very pleased with the not only the technical sounds I'm getting, but I'm putting in the extra care, the extra mile. I'm not saying, you know, that take was a little bit off kilter, but it's okay. No, I'm going, God damn it, I'm going back and fixing things and, you know, making sure things are not, well, not devoid of soul or feeling, but, you know, we're making sure they're funny and I'm making sure that they're musically groovy and technically soundily groovy.
Yeah, because, you know, all the past Power Salad albums were just really sloppy and crap.
Yeah, no kidding. You have no idea how cringeworthy some of the early stuff is.
And I have all of it.
Idea.
But I believe I've got, not counting anything that's been on the Fump, probably maybe 5, 6, 7 songs completed or very close to being completed. And I've listened to them many times on the drive up here today. And, you know, I'm not usually a horn tutor, but I'm very pleased. So hopefully y'all will be also pleased. Craig is doing some groovy stuff in that he is practicing a little more economy with his lyrics. Typically when he sends me the first draft or even the third draft, there'll be, you know, 3, 4 verses, a double chorus, 4 more verses, a second double chorus. I'm like, you know, that's why some of our songs are 5, 6 minutes long. It's like, you know, we need to economize a little bit, cut these things down. And he's doing that. And it's like, wow, we're getting some – it's kind of like going to back to the early They Might Be Giants. We're returning back to the 2, 2.5, 3-minute pop, concise, funny, in, out. It's great.
That sounds cool.
Kyle. So we're really firing. I think the both of us are firing on all cylinders, and I'm finding things musically that I hadn't thought of before. Some different styles, some different instruments. And through a little bit of manipulation, some keyboard skills that I guess I didn't have before on the last album, which is kind of nice. Hey, I don't suck. Or do I? As the crickets fill the room. Anyway, I love what I'm doing. I'm having a good time recording it, and they'll be out, you know, definitely for MarsCon. Unless I get some better titles out of anybody else. Right now, the title's going to be Love with a Side of Fries.
That's sweet. That
so we shall see what we shall see.
Makes me all squishy inside.
Yes.
Hey, does this make me number one on guest appearances on the Fump now? Eclectically?
You'll have to ask Lee.
Well, why don't we get to a jingle and then have some feedback?
Jingle.
Let's do that.
All right.
Dementia Radio.
Ridiculous!
DementiaRadio.org!
This is the the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. We have an email from DJ Vlad who says, I would just like to say, look down on furries all you want. They and bronies, too, give us LARPers something to cheer about. We are no longer on the very bottom of the geek totem pole.
What's a brony?
A brony is an adult man who watches the My Little Pony cartoon and likes it a lot and makes fan vids for it and puts them on YouTube.
Oh, all right. That's creepy. Okay. Sorry. I learned something new today.
Yes. The bronies just kind of came out of the woodwork like over the past
year.
About six months to a year. I've started seeing them all over the place. I got a comment from D. Lunas who says, I started chuckling at the end. He's referring to last week's episode. When Luke said, Muppets, 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 Muppets. And then Sarah in the background yelled, oh, shut up. Put it over the edge. I don't know if that particular part was planned or not, but it was the perfect way to end the show.
Sarah tells me to shut up all the time. So, you know, I just knew that if I started saying Muppets, she would tell me to shut up. So, you know.
I'm just his prop. I'm just his fucking comedy prop.
Yep. Yay, marriage.
May I interject 1 second?
Go ahead.
Can I interject a comment quickly?
Yes.
You just mentioned Muppets, 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 Muppets. My brother has just returned from his executive chefing job, and he is sitting here wearing a stark red shirt with animal all over the front of it.
Yay!
Nice.
Yay, animal.
He didn't wear a Swedish.
Anarchy.
He didn't wear a Swedish chef shirt to his chefing job.
No, but he could probably. Yes, he's got the animal anarchy shirt on.
Excellent.
With the A in a circle. Anyway, back to feedback.
Where does he chef at?
I don't know. He just walked in the door.
You don't know where your brother works?
Oh, where does he work at? I thought you said, where did he get that?
No, where does he chef at?
He runs the food stuffies at a Hilton in Long Island, Riverhead, Long Island.
Nice.
Which is sort of New York, you know.
Sort of, kind of.
It's on the other end. Sorry to hijack the feedback.
That's okay. Feedback!
All right, we got a comment from Draconis, who says, hello, Lukey four times, and Salt and Paprika, with their guests Mike, the Allosaur, and Chris M. of Energized Vegetable Meal, brought to you by The Fump. We have a FAP for that, and so you can FAP to The Fump from your Android or iPhone, cleaning cloth not included. Mr. Allosaur, the priest for the holy house of Fump, what part of your sick mind came up with this one?
The medulla oblongata.
That would
make
sense.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yes.
Survey says, ding, ding.
Mr. Mezzalesta, sounds like a parody of peanut butter jelly time, then bananas. Super Horse, you attending Tom's Christmas Bashorama to meet Prancer this year?
I don't know if I'll be able to go unless they have Shasta.
There will be plenty of Shasta. And for both hosts, what was your opinion of the new Muppet movie? Well, I haven't seen it yet, but Lukey four times said he loved it.
Yes.
I think you're contractually obligated to love it.
Well, nah. I'm not. It's not contractual.
My living room is still covered in Muppets.
I want to know what that's a euphemism for.
I'm going to kick his ass if he doesn't clean up soon.
Just go to badrapport.com and look at the picture there for the most recent episode.
Help me.
BADRAPPORT.com.
Please.
All right, Mr. Four Times, FYI, Alvin and the Chipmunks shipwrecked in theaters for Christmas. And Sci-Fi, S-Y-F-Y, Goddess I Preferred Sci-Fi, S-C-I-F-I, is doing another miniseries based on a children's book, this time a prequel to Peter Pan called Neverland, which looks better than the usual D-movies they've made. Hope it's as good as Tin Man and Alice was. Later.
I liked Tin Man, and I think I liked Alice.
I didn't see either of those. I wanted to. I didn't get to. That's the one thing I miss about not having cable is all those crappy movies that sci-fi shows on Saturday night.
Of the two, I seem to remember Tin Man being much better than Alice. So if you're going to seek out one, seek out Tin Man.
I'll check and see if it's on Netflix.
Yep.
If you seek Amy.
Mm. All right, we got an email from Stryker Red Wolf who says, "Hey, Devo, Luke, Chris, and Mike, while listening to Corned Beef and Cabbage, I thought to myself, gee, this is only slightly better than what Devo played on this week's Manic Mondays, that crappy crap song that was just crap. I then remember Celtic Techno Burrito by Songs to Wear Pants To," and then he gives the link, which is songstowearpantsto.com/song/Celtic-Techno-Burrito-Extended-Version. And you really should seek this out. It's kind of bizarre. To stream free or 99 cents to buy. Was Chris intimidated by his burrito while Mrs. Salad had corned beef and cabbage before a night in the town requiring a visit to the ladies' room for her at the nearby nightclub? And did it have honey mustard on it?
Mrs. Salad was in India.
Ah.
She cannot be blamed in any way, shape, or form.
Are we at Cirque du Soleil reference quota yet? No, not yet. Okay. Luke, I'm at episode 69 of the podcast and have a small handful of good outtakes that I fear is being dominated by Cyloning Devo. One idea, however, is to go through the end of each podcast where Chris announces, "Tune in next week," where Luke says, and compile the ending clips. You'll only need to combine 99 of them since episode 0 doesn't count and you missed out on one episode where God decided to kill power in Chicago. Just a reminder to everyone else listening to the podcast, I still want Tile. No, wait. I still need folks' input on their favorite bits of the FUMP podcast. The form is at tinyurl.com/FUMP100. And if there are any problems with it, please let me know at FUMP100 at stalag99.net, stalag99.net, so I can flog Google for screwing something simple up. Stay FUMPed, Stryker Red Wolf.
So,
what I want to know is, where'd the FAP come from? We haven't put that out yet.
The FUMP app?
The FAP.
That's just dirty, sir.
That's what... Oh, okay. Because isn't that a line in a sketch we've not released yet?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I got confused. But on the road 13 hours.
The line in the sketch that I wrote was based on the same pun that they used to come up with this one. So it's...
But the point is that the FUMP has released an app.
Yes.
Yeah.
People have been calling it the FUMP app or the FAP short. So,
yeah.
And to reiterate Stryker Red Wolf's website URL, that's, you know, tinyurl.com/FUMP100. If you want to make a suggestion for any bits or moments from the show that you thought were particularly hilarious that you want to add to the list of highlights for the forthcoming 100th episode of the FUMP, I guess it's been decided with no one actually making the decision that we're going to have that episode be a big one and have it feature highlights of past episodes that people thought were the funniest or something like that. So please contribute if there's a moment that, you know, made you pee your pants or pull over the car so you wouldn't crash and die, you know, that you want to have us include on the list, go to tinyurl.com/FUMP100.
Here's one. There you go.
That's like the gecko noise that Shoebox makes.
Yeah.
I mean that angry gecko noise.
Masonry units.
There's that damn hippie clerk. So
well, that's right. There's new episodes on tonight. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, tease something.
We can tease tomorrow's song, which is our first Christmas song, and it's by Robert Lund.
Hurrah!
Huzzah.
So yay! There will be Christmas stuff.
All right. Well, before we go, Dino Mike, do you want to promote anything one more time?
Just the website, www.dino-mike.com.
And Chris Mezzalesta.
Well, we were still working on it. It's nearly to done, but also after Robert's tune, they're coming up on the 9th, a Money Shot Cosmonauts Christmas tune, which is going to be equally as epic as last year's. And otherwise... PowerSalad.com. Maybe I should do something with it. And tomorrow night, I will hopefully be seeing Devo Spice live.
Yay!
Awesome. Yay!
Unless I figure out what the hell subway to take.
And lest we not forget CirqueDuSoWhat.net, and perhaps there has been a new track recorded by Cirque du Soir recently.
Okay.
So
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. Have you heard it yet, Devo?
I have, yes. It was very funny.
Oh, yeah.
It is quite satisfactory.
Yes. All right. Well, I guess that would be it, unless Devo has anything else to say.
I'd like to thank Olivia for lending me the laptop.
Thank you, Olivia. This is Luke.
This is Devo.
And Mike.
Hi.
And Chris.
Okay.
Are we
starting
now?
Thank you for
now?
Listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, at DementiaRadio.org, and join us in the chat, or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes, and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of FIDEM Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. Okay. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week where you'll hear Luke Ski say...
And now everybody talks like Tom Anderson.
You boys have been a-whacking in my tool shed and...
God damn it! Sound like a broken record, but you guys ain't seen the golf ball around here anywhere, have you?
Hey.
You know, I'm still here.